We got everybody? I hope we do. There are a few of these things hanging around. This is what we're discussing. These are the minutes of our last summit. How many of you do not have a copy but would like a copy? John, can you hand these out to the hands that are raised up? And actually, everyone should have a copy in front of them, because, Lord willing, as we get going, you will want to see what people are talking about. I'm not sure exactly what's happening in the kitchen, but I think there is some coffee and some tea. Is there any more tea there, or is it just individually done? Or there's a pot. I guess this is tea. I'm not a tea drinker. If you so desire to have something, feel free to make your way. Thanks for coming out here this morning. This is our second Pulse meeting, and we're going to open with a word of prayer, and then I'm going to kind of explain more what we're doing and why. Any grade 7, 8, 9, 10s here? Hey, Ronald, good to have you. And Alex, good to have you guys here. We gave a special invite to the younger ones to come if they wanted to know more of what was going on. Also, recognition. Lawrence and Robert are two of our deacons from the deacons board, along with Uncle John. Am I missing anyone else? The privilege of being a pastor is, if I want to call you John, I will. You call, but Charles. These, especially these three men, have volunteered to be leaders in this church, spiritual leaders. So they are quite interested in what you have to say in regards to what we're talking about here. So special welcome to you gentlemen and recognition of what you're doing. Charles is taking notes. And we also want to have any comments that you may want to give on tape. We want to record it on CD. What do we tape on? CD? Tape? 8-track? CD. Okay. Nathaniel liked that one, 8-track. That's way before your time. So, if you have a comment to make, we've got two mics. Please come and use them. Just a reminder of where we were at this morning. Nehemiah 11:2. The people commended all the men who volunteered to live in Jerusalem. And I want to take that out of the context of the sermon this morning and commend you for being here and the comments that you have, questions, encouragement, whatever you have. Thank you for giving them in advance. We're not here to argue. We're here to discuss, and I'll explain that further. But let's pray together. Father, we thank you for what you're doing in your church here. Thank you for what you've done already this morning, what you're doing now, what you're going to do. Lord, I want to remember Pastor Paul as he preaches your word in the second service, Pastor Enoch as he preaches your word in another church, and then your presence here, God. We just pray that we would experience you and feel you, and that you'd answer our questions, hear our comments, any concerns that we may have. Thank you, Father, in your precious name. Amen. Okay. You have in front of you an overview. It's called the Refocusing Digest Special Summit. Special discovery process begins with assessment of how God has been at work in the past. In this summit, we continue to reflect on our past, discussing unresolved tensions that were identified in our Pulse group. So this is our second Pulse group. Just let me give you a few minutes of introduction and explanation. This is our second Pulse group. We have done two out of three planned summits, but because of what we'll read on the next page, we're now having four summits. So we have done one Pulse group and two summits. The third summit will be this coming Friday and Saturday. And what we're going to talk about today is what has come up already in the first Pulse group and the two summits. We read on the first page, once we gained a perspective on these issues and validated their truth, we talked and prayed about what God wanted us to do with them and identified our points of surrender. We then began releasing them to God. And this is submitted by Reverend Dave Jackson. He is from our Mennonite Brethren provincial office. This is his, he is leading these summits. He comes with Reverend Bob Friesen, and they lead the discussion. And if you haven't been to one of the summits, we break up into groups of five at tables all around here. Reverend Dave gives us the direction to go, what to discuss, and we sit in our groups, we discuss, and then we report to the whole group, and Bob Friesen records it and then puts together this overview. So as we continue for a page here, as you are aware, we are involved in processing of refocusing. Basically, why are we here as a church? Where are we going? Why do we have an English ministry, a Chinese ministry, children's ministry? Why do we do everything we do? Last year, our leaders, working with feedback from the congregation, came to the realization that we needed to have a clear sense of what God wanted us to be and do as a church family. Without this, we could easily fall into debating and even arguing about program and ministry direction. It was felt that we needed a process in which we could discover, as an entire church family, God's call for us and surrender to it afresh. So how do you create a process where the whole church really has a chance to give input? Please hang in there, where we're getting to the good stuff. The answer is by doing it in stages. Three big events mark the journey we are on. Three congregational summits. Okay, so that's we call that the summits. These promise to be times of solid discussion, sharing, and discovery. At each summit, we will endeavor to answer one of the following questions. First summit, where have we been? And that's what we talked at the last Pulse Group, the last 18 years of our church. Where have we been? Summit number two, jumping down, where are we going? That's what we're trying to answer now. And we'll talk about that in a moment. Summit number three is, like I said this morning, how will we get there? This past week, or when we did the last summit, we have completed summit two. However, our facilitator, Dave Jackson, did not feel we were ready to move on. He indicated that a number of issues surfaced in the Pulse Group that demonstrated a breakdown in our trust of each other. Now, this is getting personal. This is us as a church. We have a breakdown in our trust. He said if we moved on without working these matters through, we would find it very difficult to arrive at a consensus on our vision and direction. So he called a halt to the process and led us in working the tensions through. When we regain trust, we will complete summits two and three in the weeks ahead. You might ask, what about people who cannot attend these summits? How many of you did attend the summits? One of the two, at least. Okay, so we've got about maybe a third of you. So what about the two-thirds of you that could not attend the summits? How will you find out and get a chance to contribute to the plans that are being made? Following each summit, we will host pulse groups to pulse and sharpen the work done at the summits. This digest will serve as the basis for discussion. You can affirm the discoveries, disagree with the discoveries, or add to the discoveries. The input of all is welcome. The feedback from the pulse groups will be incorporated into the refining work that we are doing. You can be sure that there is no agenda in place. Your participation will make a difference. So what happened and what did we discover in the special summit? So that has introduced today. Many of you can be at the summits. This gives you an opportunity to get involved, question, suggest, advise. Pulse group. You know how you go to the doctor and they take your pulse. They find out just how strong your heart is. If it's going too fast, there's a concern. If it's going too slow, there's a real concern. If there's no pulse, there's a definite concern. You know, so, and we have two mics set up. This is not just for so you can hear, but this is also so our Chinese brothers and sisters can hear. We are taping what you say. Pastor Paul has to preach. Pastor Enoch cannot be here. The rest of our deacons cannot be here. Plus, your parents and the Chinese leaders cannot be here because they're there or elsewhere. So we ask you, in that context, if you have something to say, you can raise your hand or you can just get up and walk to one of these two mics. Just because I'm standing here doesn't mean I won't share the mic. Come up and join me. Nathaniel, thank you for running the sound at the back there, and he's taping it. So, Any question so far? Do you understand what's going on, where we're at, or do you want to ask a question before we carry on? We will carry on. I'm not going to wait a long time for people to respond. Okay? Got something to say? Say it. Okay. Anybody? John and Helen, you were here in the Chinese one. Did Pastor Paul read through everything and then open it? Should we take time just to read it ourselves? Or just open it up and anyone can talk about anything? Okay? But not John. Okay. I have to make a decision here. Many of you have not seen or read this yet. There are 10 pages. We're on the third page. The first page is the introduction. Tell you what, you can read the introduction yourself. Turn to page 4. We realized, and I am just the facilitator. Okay, I'm just leading this, and you guys set the agenda. We had some people come in. Do we have extra copies, John, of these? Timothy, take them all to the back. Just for a moment, if anyone else comes in late, can you just make sure they get a copy? Okay. So, we are on page 4. David, I'm just going to call him David, or Dave. This is his introduction. He says at the top of page 4, tonight, with your permission, he's already shared that there's a problem. We've already read that in our trust with one another. He says, tonight, with your permission, I'd like to share what emerged from the pulsing. Then I'd like to discuss it with clarity. We then can deal with the issues. If we deal with them well, we'll be in a good position to move on together. These are the three things that came out of the pulsing discussions, out of our first pulse. And this is what we discussed at the second summit. Tensions over core values. The question, are we a Chinese church or are we a church for our larger community? Second one, tensions between Chinese ministry and the English ministry. Is the English ministry just a department of the church or is it valued as more? Sometimes English ministry's leaders don't feel supported and Chinese ministry leaders feel misunderstood. It seems there may be some organizational weakness and some breakdowns in communication. This has led to distrust and the assumption of motives at times. Tensions around leadership in general. It came out that sometimes we are certain as to what our leaders are doing and why. Again, weak organization and communication could play a part in this. Without communication, people wonder and they begin to doubt their leaders' credibility. And this is what the two questions are: these things true? And what do you think God wants us to do personally and corporately about them? Together, let's hear from God and resolve to proceed in love and obedience with Him. You can take time to read through what was said at the summit, but right off the top, we asked, are these things true? And what do you think God wants us to do personally and corporately about them? Questions or thoughts that you have with these three things that slowed the process down? Are you coming or are you going? Come on, church, let's speed up. But okay, now we've got to slow down because we have to look at these three things. Do you have any questions, concerns, or comments about these three things that came out of the first pulse group? Or any other questions or anything you have? Jen or Tiff, are you raising your hand? Sorry? Tiff, we would need you to come to the mic then. You don't have to say hi to Josh on the mic. But
hello.
There you go.
I was reading the shape of
thanks, Tiffany. And you're not the first one to bring that up. And that is still a question that we hope that we will answer more in summit number 3. But it's good to hear that that's on your mind. response, thoughts, questions? Nathaniel. Can you come to the mic or hook one up there for you? Okay. Can you come and say it again, Tiffany? We welcome back to the mic, Tiffany Lamb.
Okay. So I said, I don't think, so there was a comment or a note taken in our summit form that says, over whether, like, our identity, whether we're a Chinese church or we're a church for the community. And I think, in a way, that's kind of a, it's like a waste of space on our paper, because it was a collective agreement several years ago that we are a church for the community, and we took a huge step in changing our name. We're no longer known as Burnaby Pacific Grace Chinese Church, but instead the Burnaby Pacific Grace Church. No. Did you get it?
Okay. Good. Good. Thanks, Tiffany. Good. John? Do I use this?
So I'm reading through these 3 points, and it seems very true, especially about just kind of communication between the leadership, like deacon board, and the rest of the church. And it just seems like, from my point of view, that any time previously that you tried to maybe speak out or point out something that you thought maybe wasn't as it should be, you're kind of labeled as a troublemaker, kind of looked upon with disdain by some parts of the other church. And I just always felt that was a bit of a problem, and that led to that miscommunication. And another thing is that it seems like the lack of communication is also because there's always seemed to be a closed-door kind of policy, especially with the new bylaw. I looked through the new bylaw amendments, and there's one point where it says that the deacon committee board that are screening the applicants, they can turn down an applicant, and they don't have to say why. And I think that's a really big problem. And I was told that there was a committee before that had put forth some suggestions, and these were completely ignored by the deacons, and they just kind of scooped it under the rug, and it was just ignored. And I think that needs to change if we need to move on. And yeah.
Good. Thank you, John. And hopefully this afternoon we'll address some of those concerns. Bottom of page 4. With this introduction, Pastor Dave assembled us in groups of 4 or 5 people. In our groups, we discussed whether these tensions or issues were true of us. It was a time to gain understanding and clarity. We were not blaming or arguing. After talking in small groups, each group shared with the larger group. Here are some of the things that were said. So, take a moment. Read, number one, tension over core values. Read what's there, and then in 5 minutes... let's give a chance for you to respond with any questions, comments. If you do not have a copy, they're at the back there. We still have some there, right, Tim?
No.
That's the last one. But everyone's good? We can easily photocopy more. You sharing that? Okay. So, Nathaniel, if you want to turn the tape off for a minute. We're good to go? It's not quite 5 minutes. Nathaniel, turn the tape back on. Tiffany, you made a very good point. I am just a facilitator. I'm not going to venture into the discussion much. If anyone else wants to respond to something being said, come up and follow the person, or we will move on with whatever. Like I say, there's no agenda. Benson, you mentioned you have a comment. Do you want to?
In the second one where it says like tension between Chinese and ministry and English ministry, and in like the around on the 7th page it says that there's tension between Chinese members and English members because there, it should be like fellowship should be more about teaching than like recreational activities and other stuff. I kind of disagree with that because like ours is called a youth group. It's a fellowship, and I think it's more of a time where like people can really get together and just enjoy themselves at church, because we have Sunday worship and we have Sunday school to learn about the Bible and learn about the gospel, and like Sunday school is one of the best places to learn about that. Like on Friday night, like it's just the end of the week, and I think it's a time where like we should all get together and just like have a good time, and like the teaching and can be learned on Sunday, but Friday night I think it would be a good time just to have like a fellowship and a youth group, and that's exactly what it's called. So yeah. The third one from the bottom. Oh no, on page 7.
But thank you, Benson. Everyone saw what he was talking about? Yes, Irene, please. Come to the mic. Come.
Hello. Yes, I think it might be because the English ministry, we don't really have a set scheduling for all our fellowships like the Chinese do. So it seems like we have a lot of all these recreational stuff because that's what's being highlighted. Because I know that in the Chinese fellowships, they also have recreational times, and it doesn't seem like everybody's going, oh, you Chinese side don't have so many recreational time too, right? So I think it's just being focused on wrongly, or maybe just they just don't know much of what we're doing, so they misunderstand that we have too much fun.
Good. Thanks, Irene. Other comments?
I think this mic is too short for me.
Okay.
or I need to take my boots off. It's okay, I can bend it. Okay. No, I'll take it out.
I think it may not be concise to say there's tension between English and Chinese congregation, because I think some of the differences of opinion come from the more traditional Chinese view as opposed to the more Canadianized Chinese view. And it seems that though, like if someone has a more Canadianized viewpoint of how a church should run, and passion towards that point, they are possibly immediately noted as being more maybe of the English congregation, and perhaps they even identify themselves as being part of the English congregation because their viewpoints are more Canadianized. Therefore, they feel more comfortable there. You know, it might be that they are actually part of the English, but I think it's maybe not fair to even make the statement that there's tension between English and Chinese congregation. I think it has more to do with our generational merging to the Canadian culture and how we identify with that, whether we more identify with Hong Kong or whether we more identify with Canada, and what we want to stay with, what we want to see happen. And some people in the congregation are really holding true to Hong Kong and what they grew up with, and others are embracing the Canadian culture. Neither are right or wrong, neither are in themselves right or wrong, but we need to sort of, I think, just be careful how we identify that.
Thanks, Nancy, and see a lot of heads shaking in agreement, but that can draw our attention to the bottom of page 5, because we have it in writing. Initially, some felt the word tension was too strong since it spoke of confrontation. It was thought that a lack of harmony better expressed the difficulty. However, As discussion continued, it became very apparent that there are significant tensions between the Chinese and English ministries. The word tension was not too strong, and then the following comments were heard. So, would you like to even further the whole discussion? Josh.
I think I just want to add to what Tiffany and Nancy have said. I agree with Tiffany in that there was an agreement years ago to change the name. But then I disagree in that it's not settled, obviously, and that's why we're still talking about this today. And I think there's a need to revisit that since there is, you know, disagreement about that. And that's the part. And then just with the, it's actually Benson's point about, you know, whether we have recreation or teaching in the fellowships. And I don't like to think about these things as, you know, whether we are Canadianized or whether we are Chinese, you know. I don't want to draw a difference between one is newer and older, old-fashioned and progressive. And it's not that, right? As Nancy has said, it's not about which is superior. I think of it as another C, right? It's not Chinese, it's not Canadian, it's Christian. And because we are fellowshipping, I think that we are all like in the same group because we all desire to learn about God together and we want to enjoy life together. So we come together and we fellowship. And because we're such a group, there will be elements where we will learn and grow. And we will also have fun together. I think both sides right now have trouble seeing that there is balance. Mm. Yeah.
Thank you, Josh. Okay, so I had you read over the first one about core values, but then the door's been open for the whole sheet you have in front of you. So, again, the floor is open to the problem with core values, problem between Chinese and English ministries, and the problem with church leadership. And I appreciate the comments that have been made already. Feel free to go through your handout and comment on any part of it that you so desire.
I'd just like to talk about the core values. When they were kind of talking about the core values in our church, I think I didn't fully understand what it was all about, and I just kind of like heard things from my parents, and I wasn't really involved during that time when they were discussing that. But I know that there was a lot of hurt going on after the core values and that it shook a lot of things up. And I think that's just really upsetting and disappointing because to me, establishing core values of a church should be a happy thing. It should be something that we all do in agreement and it should be something that really holds us together and keeps us strong and encourages us to know what our core values is and what we believe in. And I think that we shouldn't be afraid to approach core values again. I think that after all of this discussion about what we see ourselves as a church and what and about like how we need to communicate better, I think that when we come back together and really look at what our church should believe in, we should do it in a really positive way. And I hope that there won't be tension. I hope that after all of these summit meetings and pulse meetings that we would just know our direction, both in the English ministry and the Chinese ministry, and that both the English ministry and the Chinese ministry would agree on the core values as opposed to just one establishing the core values.
Thank you, Janice. And just so you know, seeing this as you talk, we have four summits, and so there'll be four pulse groups. And that's all that's planned. Hopefully by that time, it'll, you know, we'll reach that point. Jesse.
I want to say something, but I need a translator, because if I speak in English, maybe not make really good sense to you guys. Yeah, I need a better Chinese person.
No, I have to say, if I can interject, I'd like to give Tiffany the chance.
Oh, okay.
Tiffany, come up and use my mic.
Okay.
Come up here, Tiffany.
Well, I will. 我好多謝咧，即係 Pastor Daryl 咧，係俾我哋一個機會。 去有一個第三個party嚟到我哋嘅教會裏度幫我哋做呢個 call radio.
Okay, so she wants to thank you and express appreciation to you because you've invited a third party into our situation here to give us an outsider's point of view in what's going on in our church.
如果我哋喺幾年前做呢一個 call radio嘅時候咧，都有一個咁清晰同埋咁中立嘅一個 第三者嘅時候咧，我哋就可以有一個好好嘅開始。
Okay, I'm gonna make up stuff. So she says, if we had done this a couple years ago, and you invited an outsider who is so educated and unbiased, and I don't know what, yeah, is that right? Oh, okay. So educated and unbiased, and just kind of like a clear vision. If we had done so a couple years ago, we wouldn't be where we are now.
咁然後咧，我哋其實喺今次嘅機會裏邊咧，我好鼓勵每一個人喺我哋呢度坐響度嘅每一個人都繼續參與呢一個summit。
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to keep talking. So she wants to. She thanks you, but she also wants to encourage each and every one of us here to continue to be a part of these summit pulse meetings because. It's important for all of us to hear this, as well as each and every one of us to express what we feel.
当我哋讲紧我哋呢个教会系中国，系咪香港嚟嘅中国人教会嘅时候咧，其实我自己立场就系话呢一个教会无论系乜嘢人嘅组成，都系一个神嘅教会最重要。
Okay, so we keep bringing up like Chinese ministry, English ministry, or Hong Kong, Vancouver, you know, different ethnic backgrounds and all that jazz. But if we put all of that aside, we are a church and we're here for God and nothing else.
我聽到George嘅分享咧，我好開心，因為George咧佢係一個新加坡人，喺新加坡呢一個社會係一個多元文化嘅社會。
Okay, so. She says she was really happy to hear Josh's sharing because his ethnic background is Singaporean and they are very multicultural.
So, I think our church已經唔知道有幾多人知道我哋教會嘅開始 Pacific Grace Church 本嚟係叫做 Pacific Grace Chapel.
Oh, so she wants to. Explain that not everyone knows this, but at the very beginning of our church, before when Pastor Wong was church planting, our church wasn't called Burnaby Pacific Grace Church. It was called
Pacific Grace Chapel. Yeah.
So there was no specific like race gap or specification. It was just chapel.
嗰時咧，呢一個 chapel 咧係一個西人嘅家庭，就好似我哋今日嘅 Pastor Daryl。 一個家庭有好多個仔女，佢哋咧係由 BC 嘅內陸嚟到温哥華，係幫門諾弟兄會咧係開始喺温哥華嘅東區做一啲咧係響 Vancouver East， 即係而家我哋講緊嘅 Chinatown 個 area 嘅一啲無家可歸嘅人，同埋一啲醉酒嘅人、一啲吸毒嘅人嘅工作。
At the very beginning, it was one family coming all the way from interiors to help those homeless people in downtown Vancouver East Side. So it's not a church.
So, 当我见到 Pastor Daryl 来到我们这个教会的时候呢，我好像再见到神 在很久之前，是七几年的时候， the early 70的时候， 神的工作好像带了一个家庭再回来， 显现在我们面前，神曾经怎样祝福这个教会。
So she wants to say that when you first came to our church, it kind of revived memories of when our church first started, and there was the Caucasian family that came to the interior with, like, they had sons and daughters, and they kind of expressed their love to the church. And so when your family came to our church, it was kind of like a repetition of what happened, and in a sense, it was like a blessing from God to our church.
在当时他们这个家庭做的时候，是mainly是做些 Caucasian的 work。
When you first started?
No, at the time of that family, not Caucus family.
Oh, so okay, well, the other family that first came to our church, they specifically catered to Caucasian
community.
Communities.
Yeah. And at the time, this time I'll just say in English. As the time go by, the Hong Kong immigrant has the number of Hong Kong immigrants has been increased. So the MB Church start to switch the ministry, and the Carson family, they saw that around the church there is a lot of Chinese. So after that they decided just for $1 of the cost, they give us the Chinese church, the whole church building, just for $1 cost. And 我们那时呢, at that time, our church just accepted as the gift, right? But I think to this time, it is a chance for us to give it back to the Caucasian people around this community. So personally, myself, I always see that our church should be a community church. So every one of you are very important because you speak English. You speak very good English. Okay? Even though I try myself stand up here to speak in English to you and make sure that you understand me, that is not easy, I tell you. Even in my fellowship, a time that I will mix my language. Sometimes I will speak Chinese and sometimes I will speak English, but not as good as you guys. You can reach out to all the people that they speak English, and they ask for people that they can speak very good English to express themselves, especially that they can express the gospel clearly and more understandable. So at the first carnival that we have Caucasian family came to the church, I was excited. I want to see this church grow into a real community church that we can accommodate people from all walks of life, and doesn't matter the language. So, and one thing that the church kind of like Nancy pointed out, one thing, the Chinese parents, we are struggling. I tell you, I agree the word tension, because even in my house, I have three children, and even I myself can speak a little bit of English, but we still struggling with the cultural gap. So this is something that our church is actually going through. So we need your support. What I mean you is you are the next generation of the immigrant history. So we need your support to make this church as the church that people can come and enjoy. So the Chinese culture has some good stuff, but also the Chinese culture has something that really challenging to your culture. I would say you have your culture, but our culture is something in between to kind of like creating the tension. So this is something that I want to make sure that the next coming up summit, try to be there. We need your voice. We need your opinion. And you need to understand what is the church going to move. Where are we going to move? So your participation, your effort, your time, your prayer is the most important thing toward all this meeting coming up. So the core value going to be fit to all of our needs. That's all I want to say.
Can I say something? Okay. So I'm not saying something in response to this, but like, I think the one thing that keeps coming up, it doesn't make me feel uncomfortable. It kind of like breaks my heart. Like this whole like Chinese, white, and like, it actually literally breaks my heart. I could cry right now because I don't identify myself as Chinese or Caucasian. I'm just, I'm Tiffany. It doesn't matter where you come from or who you are. Like Chinese ministry, English ministry, children's ministry, these are all like hierarchy terms that have separated us in a way that kind of breaks our church apart. And I think, like my mom said, we are here because we love God and we want to spread the love. We are, like right now, we're like breaking the love, right? And I think if we really just put everything aside and we put aside, like Nancy said, like the traditions and everything, like we, with all of that aside, we can see we're only here for one purpose. We keep breaking that purpose and we keep saying our children this or our parents that. It's like if we can communicate to our parents and vocalize like, this is the way we are. We may have, to you, we may have too much fun in our fellowships, but that's the way our fellowship caters to the people around us. We want to bring people from the outside to the inside. And I'm being kind of a hypocrite here because I don't even come to fellowship, but I mean like, I don't come to fellowship for reasons that like cater to myself, right? And I'm just saying, like, when our church first experienced the Crocker family, and like when you guys first came, I felt like our church was on fire. You know, I wanted to come to every function. I had so much fun making new friends, meeting new people, and I could see myself like spiritually mature so fast that I hit peak point when I went to Asia and I got baptized. And ever since then, I feel like, you know, I've gone cold feet and I'm just standing in the same position where I've always been. And I think every time I come to church, it's like I hear English ministry, that's Chinese ministry, that we're separated so much so that it creates a gap, and it's creating more and more of a gap. For me, hearing this, like in this specific moment right now, Chinese culture this, our parental gap this, and our culture this, it's like, what's the difference? You know, we're all people. You know, spread the love.
You made the one comment that we are here for one purpose. Tell us what that one purpose is in your mind.
We are predominantly Asian. We are put in a community where there are beautiful houses with people who are starting new families. They have young kids, and they are predominantly Caucasian. And Vancouver is a multicultural community, as well as, for me, it's like the heart of life, you know, like John Mayer's song. But I think our purpose in this community is to really grow as ourselves and reach out to them. But because we're so focused on the fact that we're a Chinese church, or we keep trying to get back to that, like Josh said, like we agreed before, but then we're stuck where we are before because we didn't really agree. Like not everyone agreed with the idea that we're no longer a Chinese church. And I think we're going through this identity crisis so much so that it hinders us from reaching to the community. Is that clear? Not really.
It's a good start.
Oh. I don't know. So I guess our purpose is to...
What is the mission statement of the kingdom ministry?
Oh, no, that's the thing. Like, our church keeps giving us, like, purposes, and we keep changing those banners. Honestly? Oh, no, no, I know the purpose. That's not what I'm going for right now, but that's the thing. Like, we are dictated our purposes, whereas each personal person, like, we have our own purposes as a church, but you can see that, like, our... like ever so thriving youth ministry is trying to reach out. We want, you know, transit rally and summer camp. Like we try to promote, like inviting our friends. But I guess sometimes we forget that like we're not the only people in this church, and we forget that there are our parents as well. And so I guess I'm pretty selfish in thinking like this is my own purpose and I'm speaking for everyone, which I'm not. But I'm just saying like I don't understand why the leadership of our church keeps dictating to us what our purposes are. As much as we agree with them, like, what is our purpose? Like, as our youth.
Thank you, Tiffany. And just a word of encouragement. Thrilled my heart to see a mother-daughter working as a team. And that's always important, too. Thank you. Lots been said. Timothy is pointing. Josh.
Sorry, I'm speaking against. I realized that I may need to clarify myself. I think Tiffany might have misunderstood me a little bit, so I should present myself again. I think that people may have agreed about the name change before, but people sometimes change their minds. So we don't have to be stuck on past decisions, right? Things can change. They may stay the same after we talk about it, or they may change, right? And actually, I take issue with what's on page 5 at the top. Tension over core values and the first point. The people in the EM are young, high school age. We have significant numbers who are in post-secondary education or even beyond. And so we're not limited only to high schoolers. Having said that, I realized too that even for myself, when I think about an EM, I don't always think about laundry. I think about a high school, and I need to change that. But because I think about laundry now, then again, I think that's a need to maintain a balance in terms of the fellowship activities. So I want to state for the record that we seem to have the other problem. Like it's not that we don't have enough fun, but when we schedule a recreational activity, like we only meet 3 times a month. And so what we have is basically a Bible study and a book study. And then last night we were supposed to go go-karting, but no one turned up. So we have the other problem. Yeah. And again, I stress the balance, right? Yeah.
Good. Thank you, Josh. John. As John is coming to the mic, we've heard a lot from some of the same people, and that's good. Some of you that haven't said anything yet, please feel free to step up. Our time
guys
is starting to lead away.
Just to go back to your earlier question, kind of what our purpose is, I think we should reevaluate how much we stress on, yeah, we go out into the community, or yeah, we stay in and educate our children. I think the purpose of any church is to simply love. That is the whole basis of Christianity. I think there's all this emphasis on kind of going out and evangelizing. There's nothing wrong with that. I think that's important. But I think we need to have the basis of love, just to love, and other people will see that, and they will pick up on that. Just kind of the idea of church full of leaders will bring people into the church. I think we need to focus on love.
Thank you, John. Good. Yeah, Irene, come.
Yeah, I just thought that maybe we always, as an English ministry, want to reach out. That's kind of like in the back of our heads. But like practically, I think maybe we should have a more established core before we reach out. Because of what happened before, how we lose a lot of leaders, it seems like the whole structure of the English ministry is not even stable yet. And how are we going to go reach out to other people and bring them in? And then they don't know what's going on, and we're going through all these changes in the church right now. And I think it's great that we're all thinking we need to reach out the community, but we also need to have people to plan. We also need, well, it's not just something on the spur of the moment, yeah, we're going to go and do it. And I think that is also something that the Chinese side might be concerned about, because they're older, more mature than we are as a whole. I think they might see us as, you know, you guys, what are you going to do? Like, you think of all these crazy ideas, but it doesn't seem like we're really giving them, like, a proposal, like, oh, this is what we're going to do, what we're going to do. It seems like we haven't really accomplished much in their eyes. I don't know if I'm not saying it right.
Thanks, Irene. John?
I really want to encourage all of you, or rather all of us. Okay, Irene, I really appreciate that. Okay, we have to grow strong first. So every one of us, you have to remember, revival starts from within. Okay, you know, it's your relationship with God. But I'll tell you the truth. The truth is, we are not the sole and only church that is going through what we're going through. Okay, 46 years ago, okay, MB is going, you know, they went through exactly the same thing we're now going through. Okay, it's not only church, you know, from the German heritage is going through that in that time. You know, there's a huge population coming from Holland, now called Netherlands, you know, after World War II. They've gone through what we're going through now. We are unique in a way, and we are not. Okay, in order to deal with all that, okay, they learn the lesson. The lesson is they have to let go. They have to allow the changes. All right? So, and I'll tell you, not only we have people leaving this church or moving on to a different church, okay, not from English ministry only. There are a huge number, actually, okay, people from the Chinese congregation, especially among the young fellowship churchgoers. They left too. All right? I believe, you know, to me, you know, I shared this with the Chinese congregation an hour and a half ago. Allow me to share with you too, okay, at this moment. If you turn to page 5 of your printout, under section 1, you know, tension over core values, the first point, like George has already pointed out, it says the people in the EM are young, in parentheses, high school age. That is not correct. I am not in high school. You are not in high school. Okay, even Pastor Darrow has already started a young adult fellowship a couple months ago. Okay, so I'm not trying to overgeneralizing, but you understand how much we were being understood, or how much we're not, rather. All right, that's one thing. Second thing, okay, the way it is written reflects the mentality and the attitude. Let's turn to page 7. Okay, under item 2, and you will be reading, you know, the second last, you know, bullet. Most of the church sees the EM as a department, while the EM sees themselves as a ministry. And I'll tell you, that is not true. Okay, and I've spoken on behalf of all of you. So if what I'm going to tell you is not exactly the same as you think in your mind, come to me afterwards and I apologize. I've told them I can represent the whole EM and tell you right now, we don't see ourselves as a department, nor do we see ourselves as a ministry. We see ourselves, each of us, as a member of this church. This is our home church. All right? By looking at it, you understand how much we're being understood, or how much we are not being understood. Right? I've told them very blank and frank. If, you know, people maintain, you know, looking at the whole thing, you know, from a parental perspective, okay, then there will be a barrier that we cannot break through. We will not be able to go through these four walls and reach out into the community. All right? To me, I agree with Nancy totally. It's not Chinese against English. Okay? It's generations. Okay? If anyone bothered to go and do a research, you see tons of stuff telling you, okay, between the first and the second and third generation immigration families, okay, there are a lot of tensions there. Okay? That's happening to us. It's not really that unique. Right? The matter is how we get together as a church to overcome the problem and move on, right? Before we can do that, we have to look back and find out what we missed. We have to correct those. Okay, so if people say, what's happened, happened, what's past, what's the point? That's the whole point. We need to know what has happened before we can correct our directions and have reestablished our vision.
Thank you, John. Time is starting to fleet away. Tiff? Janice. Do you want to, okay, and Tiffany, follow Janice.
I see a lot of metaphors raised up in just like the whole, all of the sheets about how
there's kind of like this parallel between parents and children, and the Chinese ministry being the parents and then the English ministry being our children. And just like kind of like the hierarchy, I guess, that Tiffany was talking about, and about breaking her heart, and it breaks mine too. And I don't know, I don't think that that's a wrong way to describe the Chinese ministry and the English ministry, because they are our parents, literally, right? But when you look at it in a relational perspective, parents teach their children, and children teach their parents. And I think that's an important thing to remember. Like, I know that the only reason why the Chinese ministry has such a strong hold on the English ministry is because they care about us. I understand that. I understand that the children ministry wants to see us grow, spiritually grow, and really loves us, just like parents love their children. At the same time, children grow, children learn things, children change. And sometimes they change for the better, and they grow spiritually for the better. And that might not be in the same framework and the same mindset as the Chinese parents see their children grow. It might not be the same way, but it's God's way. And to be honest, like, fellowships, having fun, you know, I can speak for all the English ministry, like high school or university age. There are different places that we can go to have fun. Okay, there are so many options for us on Friday nights to go and have fun, but we choose to come to church to have fun. Think about that. We choose to come and hang out with our Christian friends to have fun, and that is different. And I think that there just needs to be like a realization for that. And one more thing that I want to bring up is on page 9, the second point from the top, there is a feeling that if someone has spoken against something that came from the leaders, that they will not be nominated as a deacon. And that really, really breaks my heart to hear that, because I feel that if someone has a disagreement with what is already established by the leadership of our church, there needs to be open-mindedness. And if people truly believe in making changes and have an opinion, and they believe in God, and they believe that what they believe will benefit our church and that it's come from God, then it should be recognized and it should really be accepted and considered. That's all I need to say.
Okay, so I promise this is the last thing you'll hear from me today. But on page 9 it says, shut up, Benson. Okay, so...
this is all on tape, you understand.
Please excuse that. Be kind, rewind. Okay, so on page 9 it says, a common root. It talks about poor communication, poor organization structures, and then it says the challenge of a mixed culture. So most of you don't know this, but... it's April. So March, yeah, it was March. I had a major identity crisis with myself. I'm not in school. I am working, and I've been going through the motions in life, and it just really hit me, like, what am I doing? You know, why am I here? Who am I becoming? Why are these things happening to me? And, like, basically a lot of changes have taken place in my life, emotionally, academically, mentally, spiritually, everything. Yeah. And so I had major difficulty accepting the fact that who I am now is who I am now, and this is who I've become. Whether I am satisfied with it or dissatisfied, that is up to me, and then I have to either change it or grow from it. But I had an epiphany at work, and I know it's ridiculous. I'm 18. I'm 18. My name is Tiffany, and I had an epiphany. But I realized that as much as we are, like, our church is going through this identity crisis, as much as we pinpoint the problems and, like, the mix of cultures and everything aside, it's like we have to embrace the change. We have to embrace the fact that we are going through this. A lot of times, like, it's breaking my heart, but at the same time, I'm embracing the fact that we are going through this, that each and every one of us are sitting through, listening to my droning voice and, like, going through 9 pages of the problems in our church. And I think, I guess I want to express the gratitude that we are embracing this together. Yeah.
Thanks, Tiffany. Very well done. Anything before we... Lawrence.
I need Uncle John.
Come up here, John.
Yeah, since I think I cannot expect it very clearly in English.
Okay, I'll try to translate for Lawrence. Yeah.
其實我想分享是關於 core value 和這個 高峰會的分別。
I want to share with you the difference between core value exercise and this summit exercise.
那個核心價值呢,其實 當時我都覺得是很 困擾的。
It really troubled me, you know, when the core value exercise was going on.
個問題就是要在很短時間裡面做一些問卷, 是好像叫我擠牙膏那樣擠出來,說究竟我的核心價值是什麼?
Okay, because, you know, we have to do, you know, a bunch of questionnaires, you know, in a very short period of time. It's almost like squeezing a tube of toothpaste, you know, trying to, you know, get out, you know, from everyone, you know, what the core values, you know, are.
個問題是牽涉在我和神之間的關係是有多深。
It has everything to do with how deep, you know, my relationship is with God.
我亦都會想像到是不是每一個弟兄姊妹在教會裏面同神的關係是去到這麼親密。
I imagine, you know, maybe not everyone's relationship with God is not that close either.
可不可以在這麼短時間裏面我們能夠完全一致的達到一個的價值?
Can we really come all together, you know, agreeing on one set of values?
但是這個高峰會的分別是很不同。
The summit is very different.
特別是去到原本我們是要做高峰會的第二期的時候。
Especially, you know, when we're doing the second summit.
講員Dave Jackson是順著聖靈的引導。
Pastor Dave, you know, is being led by the Holy Spirit.
我們是去 搞清楚我哋一啲嘅困擾，我哋弟兄姊妹之間個關係，我哋唔係去趕住要去下一個嘅課題。
We're not rushing through the whole thing, you know, to achieve maybe within a timeline what we want to achieve. Rather, we want to go back and re-spend time on the issues that's been troubling us for a long time.
喺我自己好期望係。 每一個弟兄姊妹我們是用一段的時間真的可能會很長的時間我們透過祈禱我們去問神究竟我們前面的路應該怎樣走。
Personally, I would expect, you know, all my brothers and sisters to spend time, maybe even a long period of time, you know, through prayer, you know, and communicating with God, you know, and find out what, you know, our directions, our view, you know, and, you know, future, you know, of the church will be.
好理想咁講呢,神好多時會同牧師或者同一啲做領導嘅先去說話,講出佢有一啲嘅意象。
Ideally, maybe God will start the communication from the top down, usually through pastors and the church leaders first to share the visions.
但有時可能做領袖嘅 同神的關係都會是一個,
But of course, it really depends on, you know, the relationship with God, you know, among the leaders, you know, whether they are in a high or whether they are in a low.
所以我相信的是神是對我們每一位去說話。
So I believe God speaks to every single one of us.
但是時間要多長,我講不到。
And I'm not sure how long that time, you know, will be.
所以我是很注重整個的過程,是 讓我們每一位是有足夠的時間我們同神去溝通。
And to me it's very important, you know, I put emphasis on the process, you know, to allow every single one of us to have enough time to communicate and talk with God and listen, you know. Yeah.
所以無論它的名字是核心價值或者是一個高峰會。
So it doesn't matter whether it's being called the core values or whether it's called summits.
但最重要我是希望透過那個過程每一位弟兄姊妹我們 在那個過程裏面我們是有互相的支持。
And it's very important that through the process we will support each other.
咁我哋先至知道究竟我哋係前面嘅路應該點樣行。
Then we probably then would be laid down, you know, the plan and the direction of our future.
所以都好衷心咁希望即係大家能夠抽到時間去參加個高峰會。
So Lawrence is doing a commercial asking us to attend the next summit. And sincerely, you know, he wants everyone to be there.
其實我亦都可以同你分享到喺第二次嘅生命，我係唔想參加嘅。
Okay, Lawrence said, you know, I didn't really want to go, you know, when it came the second summit.
係因為嗰個嘅包裝同埋嗰個嘅主題咧，令到我唔想參加。
Well, it's the theme of the second summit, you know, that you know prevents me from wanting to go.
咁我實際上我都係冇參加第二次嘅。
And I didn't go actually.
直至到我睇翻裏面個內容，同埋其實佢嗰個內容唔係去逼，即係去逼我哋去達至一個嘅結果。
Okay, until I read the record, you know, I suppose it's the summary, you know, for the pulse group purpose. Okay, then I realized, you know, the process is not something that really trying to force us to rush it through and to come up with some kind of a result.
咁所以喺第三次嘅時候，我再參加嘅時候，我睇到整個嘅會議裏面咧，係其實係神係同與我哋同在咯。
Okay, and therefore I went the third time when they got together, and I saw God, you know, was with us.
所以雖然係喺嗰個過程裏面係會有一啲困難嘅時間。
Of course, you know, I found difficulties, you know, throughout the process.
但係我好深信神係會幫我哋去渡過。
But I truly believe God is going to go through it with us.
唔該，高總。
Mercedes, I have been waiting for you to say something. Seriously, you came and talked to me after the last, make your way to the mic, and then we may have to bring it to a close unless there's someone else. But you came and talked to me after the last one, and I've been thinking about you all morning. So now I'm saying.
I have something to say about, I think it's the seventh bullet on page 5. As a member of the EM, we didn't always know about what the core values were. I mean, I feel concerned that I haven't known until recently about these core values, and I wasn't aware of these feelings of the Chinese ministry, because, I don't know, they were like hidden feelings. And...Yeah, I don't know. I don't have a parent in the Chinese ministry, so I didn't have any way of knowing about these things. But I've been here since like 1993 or something, and yeah. I mean, I'm pretty multicultural. I'm half Chinese and half English, so you know. I feel that when we were in the other building before we moved here, we were a lot closer. And I don't know why when we moved here, all these feelings are coming out. And also, you know, there was something that Pastor Gerald said in his sermons previously. He said, change is good. I remember that from, he said, when the McDonald's,change from dark meat to white meat. It said on the box, change is good. And yeah, maybe we need to change. So that's it.
Thank you. And you know what? That's what this Pulse group is all about, is to hear from you what's on your heart and where you're at. Time is slipping away. Bill.
Let me comment. Last comment. If you find on page 6, bullet 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five.There are different expectations between EM and their parents. So quick comment is that I've been a counselor for a while, but I always keep on hearing parents having expectations, but I never hear it from them. So I want to make a comment since this is on tape. Parents, talk to me.
That was William Soule, live. Thank you, people. Yeah, sir. Angie.Oh, Angie, oh, okay. I thought she's running out the door. Come on.
Yeah, we're talking about like so many communication problems, but sometimes I don't think the communication problem is like we're not talking, but we're not talking to the right people, like what Bill said. And when we, I just want to like make how my dad and I talk about church issues. I sometimes find myself relating to the English ministry as us, and then the Chinese ministry as you guys. I think sometimes if we like just take those terms down, it'll remind ourselves that like we're one church and like. I just want to encourage like all of us to pray for our church instead of just do what we want. Lauren said, like, we are serving one God, right? So we should ask God for our directions.
Good point, Angie. Good point. Thank you. We need to close in prayer, people. But this pulse is not over. Come, Friday night. Come to the summit. Find out where are we going. Where is God taking us as a church? And as it has been encouraged, be a part of it. Let's pray. Father, you're an awesome God. We don't know what you're doing, but we know that you are doing something. We don't know what the future holds, but Lord, we know who holds the future. So may we walk out of this pulse group encouraged that we have met with you and with each other. And we give you the future of this church. And as Angie has just challenged us to keep our eyes focused on you, we are one in your sight. Bless us, Father, in your precious name. Amen. Give Charles a hand and Nathaniel a hand for the work they've done. You can hand these back in if you don't want to take them, but take them if you want.